This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. Arrests and deportations of those with undocumented status have increased in recent years under the current administration's efforts to crack down on immigration. The impact is dramatic in places like Missouri and Kansas, where deportation orders have more than quadrupled. KCUR's Laura Ziegler checks in with one family whose separation story garnered national attention.
Cheyenne Hoyt was sitting in the passenger seat of her car when two immigration vehicles swooped in to box the car in its parking place. She and her partner, Florencio Milan, their 11-year-old son and 1-year-old daughter, were about to leave for a doctor's appointment where their daughter with special needs was being seen.
Don't resist, okay?
Milan refused to get out of the car because officers would not show him a warrant naming him as a suspect. They ultimately called for backup from the Kansas City, Missouri police. In the end, ICE officials ended up smashing his window and pulling him out, which you can hear here on a crackly dashcam video. They forcibly removed him, handcuffed him face down on the ground, took him into detention, and within just about 2 days, he was back in Mexico.
Hello. Hi, is this Florencio?
Yeah, this is Sam.
It's Laura. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Where are you, first of all?
I'm in Mexico, the state of Mexico.
Milan does not want to say the name of his town when I called him this week. He says it's been a difficult 5 months. After working to become a chef in a well-known Kansas City restaurant, he hasn't been able to find work in his hometown.
A lot of people do construction, a lot of people do like farming, but at the same time, I have very little knowledge of how to do any of that stuff.
Milan's parents brought him to the United States when he was 15 in the 1990s. He voluntarily moved back to Mexico once, but slipped back into the United States, where he was caught and deported immediately. Milan knows he violated the law by reentering, but he does not know how law enforcement found him this summer.
Like, I had nothing on me. I wouldn't understand if, like, I had traffic tickets or a warrant for my arrest, probation, or anything like that.
Immigration officials tell KCUR they didn't need to show a warrant during the arrest and that reentering the country after a deportation violation is a felony. Milan says the hardest thing now is dealing with the separation from his family.
It's difficult. There's no words to describe the feeling every night where I have to lay in bed by myself to wonder if they're doing okay.
Like, there's so much I want to tell them, but I don't tell them when the kids are there.
Back in Kansas City, the last 5 months have been equally painful for Milan's partner, Cheyenne Hoyt, who says their bedtime video chats at least allow Milan to say goodnight to his children.
It's just not the same. To me, I feel like it's a little bit harder because he gets upset because he can't do anything from over there.
Hoyt says looking back, she wishes the couple had been more aggressive about getting legal status for Milan, pushing harder to plow through the paperwork and save more money to pay the legal and administrative costs.
And I'm not trying to make excuses for why we didn't do it. It's just, it was going to be a real struggle to stay afloat. And that's the part that really hurts me, is knowing that I could have done something.
Without Milan's income, Hoyt has had to move out of the apartment she's been in and move in with relatives. She works at an after-school daycare, but she still needs to supplement her income with government assistance, something she never wanted after seeing her parents need welfare to raise their family.
They had food stamps, they had Section 8 and everything else like that, and it's just like, I didn't want that for my family. And now that's what I have to do.
Under current law, Milan will be eligible to seek penalty waivers from the Department of Homeland Security after 10 years. Meanwhile, Hoyt's talking about moving the family closer to the border, but it's risky because of the medical attention their daughter requires. But moving might be their only option if Milan wants to watch his kids grow up. Slipping back in illegally, he faces a possible 20 years in federal prison. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Ziegler.